So what gets me about all those experts and Greta coming forward? One, it at least lets you know that we told you about this up to 12 years ago, that they were spraying the skies. But all of these experts are suddenly talking about it like it's something they're getting ready to implement. This was the sky the other day driving out of South Dakota into Wyoming. It's unbelievably bad that I was driving and hanging my phone out the window because I had to record this. They've been spraying the skies so often, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the entire day I was driving, this is how bad the sky was. What do you think that is? Ice crystals in the sky? How come all these experts don't realize that the sun used to be yellow and now it's white? Or the sky used to be blue, but again, now it's white. These guys have gotten this down to a science. This is a godlike power to them, and they're wielding it. The fact that all these experts came forward doesn't help us in any way at all, because their real solution is don't drive, don't make heat for your house, own nothing and be happy. I watched these guys spraying the sky all the way into South Dakota from the daytime till it got dark out. And then they sprayed all night long. And when they spray this, it does this. It spreads out. I mean, that's massive. It's massive. And the sun stays right behind the white. So they're shortening the amount of sun we get at sunrise, and they're shortening the amount of sun we get at sunset, shortening the days and making it colder. I'm in the desert, and I woke up last night, and my entire tent was frozen inside. It's not even November yet, man. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable to me. And it's unbelievable that these people can't see this happening. You can see this from horizon to horizon, north to south, east to west. It's flagrant. But none of these experts, their solution is don't do this. Well, you can't tell them not to do it. They've been doing it. I've been telling you for years that global warming is geoengineering. And now that Indian woman said the same thing. But it blows me away how all these people with their PhDs and everything else, their solution is you'll own nothing and be happy. Carbon dioxide is and always will be plant food. If there really was global warming, they don't need to spray the sky. All they need to do is plant more trees instead of cutting them all down to make hamburgers or cows into hamburgers so that people can eat them at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable, man. This was the sky when I woke up after they sprayed all day. Look at how unbelievably unnatural that is, but it's amazing at the same time. The sun's trying to come up. You can't see it because it's going to be in front of this blanket. And this blanket was as far as the eye could see until I got into Wyoming. When I got into the Wyoming, I saw the other end of it. It was a massive blanket they had woven during the night that literally couldn't be more obvious, more flagrant, or more in your face. Do you know what I'm saying? That was the end result. A perfect line going from one horizon to the other with the sun behind it and the planes spraying in front of it. We've brought so much attention to geoengineering that they're finally addressing it, but they're putting their own spin on it, the Great Reset spin. Too much carbon dioxide. We've got to stop using gasoline. We've got to stop using oil. Well, with no gas and no oil, we're immobile. We can't go anywhere. We can't move anyplace. We can't do anything. Social credit score. That's what the push was the entire time. For people that can't see that the pandemic was secretly Agenda 21 being implemented, and we're years into it now. Now that we've got these people coming back, well, We know that the other hammer is about to drop, and you really need to be ready for it. I don't know what else to possibly tell you. I've been telling you this for years, and they took me out for it. They completely and totally took me out because I was way too close to the mark on way too many things. I told you the vaccine would be the disease, and it is. I told you they would blame geoengineering on carbon dioxide, which is plant food. And all these experts damn well should know it. And it's pathetic that they're being played. If they don't know they're in this, then they're as stupid as they look. You know what I mean? Because writing books on this doesn't help. We had an entire decade where you could make videos on anything you wanted to, and all the information and proof was out there forever. And I presented it to everybody.
Now that the torch has been passed from the clergy and the priests of old, their robes, a symbol of their authority over you and your enslavement, have been traded in for the lab coat. Ah, the lab coat. The new symbol of authority within the modern cult clergy. It is the modern cult of the corrupt medical establishment that is to become your new God and Savior. Many have lined up already to accept their first communion and bow before the feet of their new God that will save them from death and keep them safe. The first initiation rite into this new modern cult was to wear the symbol of your fear and subservience in the form of a muzzle. Low levels of oxygen can breed cancer, and this self-sacrifice was smiled upon those that would defile creation and bring death and chaos upon creation. The second initiation rite into this new cult and religion was a PCR test directly to the blood-brain barrier for the delivery of hydrogel to create more cancer in your now oxygen-deprived body from your participation in the first initiation rite, and to sync up your biological signature to the Internet of Things. The third initiation rite was donating your body to the new cult of genocidal science voluntarily while still living, the ultimate expression of submission to your new god of science and your new chosen savior. Sides have been chosen and lines have been drawn, and those lines have been long crossed. The monuments to this new world religion and cult of science and technology have been popping up all around us. Isn't it fascinating, the similarity in form of the 5G towers and the PCR test?
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is, I Watch Over You, and this word was posted October 21st, 2022. So many of my children think I aim to destroy them in what is coming, but this is not true. My children, do you not know if destruction had been my aim, I could have long ago? It is your enemy who tells you this lie. My thoughts towards you have always been good. I warn you of what is coming that you might prepare and be spared from everlasting destruction. I warn you to spare you from misery and sorrow. I warn you because you are my children. I love you with an everlasting love. My children, ask of me what you will. I am a loving father. I watch over you and guide you as you go about your days. I watch over you as you sleep. I protect you from so many dangers you never even know are near. I send blessings your way. I listen as you pray. I allow opportunities to build your faith, so you will be ready for what comes. I love you. I long for the day you come home to me. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
Has science actually proven that Adam and Eve were real and that we are all their descendants? Check this out. In 1987, Rebecca Kahn, Mark Stone King, and Alan Wilson published a paper in the journal Nature that dropped a bombshell on our understanding of human origins. Until then, the prevailing theory held that different groups of humans had evolved separately in different regions. But that turned out to be totally wrong. Their groundbreaking work revealed that all humans carried mitochondrial DNA in their cells that dated back to a single woman. There isn't just a mitochondrial Eve, which is the mother of all women. There's also a genetic Adam, known as Y-chromosomal Adam. When did they live? According to mainstream science, mitochondrial Eve and Y-chromosomal Adam lived between 150 and 200,000 years ago. However, in the peer-reviewed paper, modeling the recent common ancestry of all living humans, scientists calculated that everybody living today does in fact have the exact same ancestors, and that these ancestors lived between 5 and 7,000 years ago.
Proof of God, Part 4. God's true name is recorded within our DNA. So let me go ahead and explain. Our chains of DNA contain four nucleotide-based pairs called inenine, guanine, thymine, and cytosine. And then there's a unit within the DNA strand called a sulfuric bridge. This sulfuric bridge holds our entire DNA strand together, and it only appears after every 10 nucleic acids have been laid down, and then after every 5 nucleic acids, and then after every 6, and then again after every 5 nucleic acids. So we get this repeating numerical value of 10, 5, 6, 5 within our DNA strand. Well, it turns out the biblical name of God, Yahweh, contains the same numerical value as our DNA strand. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, 10, 5, 6, 5. What's even more interesting is that if you take the Hebrew name of God, Yahweh, and place it on its side, you get the image of a human being. Part 3 of this video series suggests that DNA is a language. Many people were wondering what God made the language of DNA. Well, it's signed by the biblical God, Yahweh.
This is what was caught on camera.
This is great. I'm like actually killer vibe. I don't know.
Xbox and the new
A group of friends seemed to be enjoying their time playing guitar when all of a sudden one of them realizes that there is a creature or maybe something else approaching their house.
Dude, is that a person?
We should probably.
Completely baffled by what they're seeing, they make a move for the kitchen, but before they do, they are not sure if they want to make this much noise. This is what follows.
Nick, get out, Nick's going.
By now, they realize that they're completely surrounded by someone or something.
Oh my god. What the f*** is that, dude?
It could be a normal human being pulling a prank on them. Or it could be something else. Like I said, I noticed that this thing, whatever it is, has longer arms than a human would. Whatever happened here, it left them very much scared, and I'm not too sure if I would want to be in their situation. Leave a comment. Have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime?
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Michael B. Jordan's a famous actor. Does he believe he has occult hidden secret knowledge by pointing to his head like that? He's successful in this fallen world, so he's got the sign of success on his hand, which is 666. He's also winking. Masons are bricklayers. And is he reaching for a Kleenex down there? Or is he hiding his hand the way a Freemason would do? Please use your discretion and discernment in all things, everyone. God bless you.
Be free in Jesus' name.
Mostly the neck here. My shoulders are really hurting, but there's a bit of a list. Husband.
Power of God on your neck. Power of God on your neck. Thank you, Lord.
That up.
Probably.
Turning it left and right. Wow.
Who healed you?
Jesus. My mom, she has cancer, and her doctor said they found some in her bones and liver too. She has breast cancer.
We're going to pray. You're the proxy. As if you're the mother. Okay? Say it again. What's wrong with her?
She has breast cancer, and her doctor said they found some in her bones and liver too.
What did you feel happen?
I feel light, and I feel like, I don't know, I'm shaking.
What's happening, Val?
The Holy Spirit. I've met him before, but he's here now.
He is.
Oh, his fullness, his glory, his majesty. Oh, hallelujah. I can't say it. Hallelujah.
Come. I hear you. Well, you're doing good. Okay, you ready?
No.
Hey?
Yes. I mean, are you ready? I might go forward.
Come on, up you get, Val. You're Val, are you? I said, up you get, Val. Come on. Lynn, is it? Come on. I know. I said, up you get, Val. There you go. Praise God. No jokes. Val, do you believe that Jesus will do this?
Yes.
We command all the arthritis to come out. Okay, let's go for a walk. Just move that. Come on. Come on, Val. Every step by faith, Val. Every step by faith. How's that?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Come on, pick up your legs. Off you go. Okay, move your legs. There you go.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
Come on. Someone say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What was that?
Hallelujah.
What do you say about that?
Wonderful. Praise God.
So what were you using? This?
Yes.
Hey, who are you?
I'm her husband, I'm Edward, and she uses this and that. She doesn't walk like she's walking now.
So now, don't you go back to that. You walk with Jesus now. Okay, off you go. Go for a walk. Come on, Val. Pick your knees up. Someone say, praise the Lord.